Beit Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beit Sabavli Daf Mem, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Beis, Amad Aleph, and the Mishnah Mishahoyu Peroisav. Mishahoyu Peroisav, Be'er Acheres, Ve'erubu, B'nei Oisah Ha'ir, Lovay Etzloi, Le'avirai, Loi, Mi Peroisav. The Mishnah says if a person had fruit in another town, and the people of that town made an Eruv to Chumim to be able to join him, they may not bring with them his fruit. Ve'im Eruv Hu, Hare Peroisav Kamayu. If he made an Eruv, his fruits follow his limits. The Gemara says, we add these words, Hamaskid Peyoisav etzach Haveroi, Rav Shmuel, Chadamah Karagli Hamaskid, V'choron Amo Karagli Mishahoyu Mufkodim Etzloi Hein. If a person deposits fruit with his friend, Rav and Shmuel disagree. One said that the fruit follows the limits of the owner, the other said that they follow the limits of the recipient. Masnithim Pliga Al Mandamah Karagli Mishahein Mufkodim Etzloi Hein. The Taninan Mishahoyu Peyoisav Be'er Acheres Ve'uvu Mineisa'ir Lavay Etzloi Liavu Loi Mipeyoisav. Our Mishnah contradicts the second opinion. If a person had fruit in another town, and the people of that town made an Eruv of Tchumim to be able to join him, they may not bring with him with them his fruit. And the Gemara concludes by saying, if you say that, like the second opinion, why can they not bring him his fruit, since the fruit follows the recipient, meaning the people of that other town? Rav Yudin answers that the reason that the Mishnah forbids bringing the fruit is because the owner possesses the keys, or he didn't put the fruit in their domain in a designated place before Yom Tov, otherwise it would have followed their feet and be permitted to be brought. From where do we know that if the owner would have put the fruit in their domain that it would follow their feet? The next Mishnah answers this question. It says if a person invited guests, they should not take home portions of the food with them outside of the trum of the host unless he transferred ownership to them before Yom Tov. Is transferring ownership to them not the same as receiving deposited fruit? And this is the question against Rav that remains unanswered. And we come now to the final Mishnah. If a person invited guests, they should not take home portions of food with them outside of the trum of the host unless he transferred ownership to them before Yom Tov. One may not give water to and slaughter midbari animals, but one may give water to and slaughter beisi animals. Beisi means domesticated animals are those that sleep in the town. Midbari, wild animals, sleep out in the fields in the dirt. The Gemara says, Eile hena midbariyos, eile hena yotzes, bepesach v'nechnasos b'revia. The Gemara brings a baisa that midbari animals are those that go out the Pesach and return in the rainy season. Eile hena beisos, halonos b'ir. Beisi animals sleep in the town and go out in the daytime to graze. Rebbe oime eile ve'ilu nechnasu letchum meshechashecha mutarim lishchoit eile hen midbariyos hagedelos b'efer. Rebbe disagrees. He says both of these are permitted to slaughter on Yom Tov if they return to within the Trum at nightfall. Midbari animals are those that sleep out in the dirt outside the Trum, and consequently they may not be slaughtered as they are mukza. Amib zera hada amma klisha ba mechutz la trum meshechashecha mutar l'taltale. Zera says this shows that a utensil that was brought in from outside the Trum on Yom Tov is not mukza. Rebbe Shimon bar Karsana b'shem Rebbe Acha v'levad b'dalad amas. The Shimon Karsana, quoting Rebbe Acha, said, one may only move them within four amas. They may not be taken outside of this area since they have come from outside the trum. Ka'ador, Gamliel, Zuga, Ukre, Chad, Sarke, Kamein, Asa, Shalu, Mana, Amalei, Kablin, Begoy, Megirain, Didach, v'orichem b'dalad amas. Like the case of Gamliel, the barber, someone, or a Gentile, honored him by giving him one basket of mushrooms. He asked Rav Mana, and Rav Mana answered, let him stay in your house and eat them within four amos. Had nalach perk meshilin v'kula masechta de beitza.